Song.
I got one.
Don't even do it.
Bite, bite, sip, sip. That's a Greg Show combo. Bite, bite, sip, sip.
We're just gonna Greg Show. Yes, we are gonna Greg Show. We're just gonna Greg Show for your face.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, what's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Dee Snider.
So, the big rage right now, Greggles, and I'm not sure if you're aware of this.
Is?
Like a week ago, or maybe 2 weeks ago, some randomoid in San Francisco started taking money.
Randomoid.
Putting it in envelopes.
Like a hemorrhoid.
And putting it in random places all over San Francisco.
Yeah.
And then started tweeting out clues as to where it was.
Mm-hmm.
Have you taken notice of this trend?
No.
Well,
it hasn't affected my life.
It happened last night in Dallas, too. It took place over at the American Airlines Center, mm-hmm. Victory Park, Victory Plaza, whatever you want to call it, the AT&T Plaza.
Yeah.
Where hundreds, if not 1,000 people lined up. And
stand around Victory Plaza.
And stood there and stared at their phone waiting for a tweet from @HiddenCashDFW. Now, the one that took place in San Francisco, we're talking, I think it was like close to $100,000, maybe more, that was given away in these envelopes.
Mm-hmm.
How much money do you think unknown person here in Dallas was willing to fork over?
$50.
It's a little higher than that.
Ten envelopes. $200.
$290. So nearly 1,000 people, somewhere between 500 and 1,000 people.
I want to know where the gold at.
Got off work yesterday, spent $20 in gas, maybe more, to get to Victory Plaza.
To get maybe $20.
Is the economy that bad? Where people will do whatever for a chance at $10, $20, $30, $40.
Is it free?
Not really.
Technically. Is it free?
Yes.
Do people think that they're going to get rich soon all the time? Like, they didn't know how much money the guy was going to give out. So they're immediately expecting, I'm going to get like $20,000.
I was looking for the story. Well, no, because that's the thing, is they were all told that there were envelopes that contain $20 to $40.
God, what a waste of time.
And that there would be 10 to 15 of them spread out throughout the place.
Sure, I love a $20 bill.
Sure.
Who doesn't? But to waste my night with 1,000 other hayseeds looking for stupid envelopes that you might not even get. God,
right.
What a waste of time. What a colossal waste of time.
Yeah, and the thing is, I was listening to our good buddies over at the Hardline yesterday, and Corby went down and was talking to people, and the word of mouth that had spread about this was insane, because if you read the article about it, there's 10 to 15 envelopes, $20 to $40 in each one of them, but word of mouth started to spread.
And they were like, oh, there could be $1,000.
Right, $1,000 to $5,000 in each one of these things.
The old telephone game.
So you have, let's just say, you know, you're snooping around and you happen to find one of the envelopes and somebody sees you pulling it and they think in their mind that there might be $5,000 in there. What's to stop them to come over and shanking you in the neck with a pitchfork?
Deer shank you.
It's ridiculous.
I'm just saying, I'm not doing that.
It's a total waste of time and your money.
Yeah.
To get nothing in return.
Absolutely nothing. So congratulations, you big dumb idiots, for being the sheeple you are.
And then this morning, as I'm getting ready for work, I see Al Roker is in town from the Today Show, and he's doing the same thing, except they're giving away full-on trips to New York City to go, like everything paid for. That I would go snoop around for.
Thanks, Al Roker.
You know, Al comes down here, he's like, hey, you know, you got a little weather going on down here. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. And we're giving away trips to New York City. So come on down and snoop around this horse.
Al Roker does not look good thin. I still haven't gotten used to it.
Do you know who Nate Newton is?
No.
Nate Newton was an offensive lineman for the Dallas Cowboys in the Super Bowl heyday.
Like the 90s Cowboys.
Huge man. Mm-hmm. Gigantic, gigantic, fat guy. Stereotypical lineman for an NFL football team.
Big old gut.
Had the thumb stomach put in.
The stomach.
And lost all this weight.
Mm-hmm.
I can't look at him.
It's weird.
It's really bizarre. It's like what Al Roker looks like.
Al's head is just too big for the rest of them.
Yeah.
It looks like 8 times bigger.
Now, there are some
And you know what? I'm happy that he's healthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't wish any, you know, bad will on the man.
No, I like him. I love Al Roker. How could you not love Al Roker?
He's friendly.
He's fun. He's been doing TV forever.
He's got cool hats.
Throws Matt Lauer under the bus all the time.
Absolutely.
Go for you. Good for you, Al.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you look a little weird.
When you grow up watching one person on TV, or anybody, I mean, it doesn't matter who it is, if they're on TV or if they're your best friend, you know them as a certain way, and then suddenly, boom, they lose all this weight. It just kind of throws a shockwave to your psyche.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what happened with Al Roker and Nate Newton. Just really bizarre. But hey, you know what? I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
You guys want to do the thumb stomach? Absolutely.
As long as you're happy with you and you're healthy. Good.
Now, here's the thing that drives me crazy about the thumb stomach people.
The stomach?
Or whatever. Whatever the surgery is that you get. If you don't immediately change your lifestyle,
you get the stomach, and
you go to McDonald's or you go out to eat every night or whatever. Shame on you. I don't have any pity for you when your health deteriorates because you spent all that money to get your thumb stomach or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to treat yourself better? Shame on you.
Mm. That's a wag of the finger.
Right in your face.
Now, I've been watching the John Oliver show that he's doing, and it is great.
Who's John Oliver?
John Oliver was a correspondent on The Daily Show.
Okay.
He leaves The Daily Show and gets his own show on HBO, doing a similar kind of, my take on the week, and here's a couple bits about it. And it's been great. It's on Sunday. Sunday has been the best of Sundays. You got Game of Thrones, Silicon Valley, and then John Oliver's show.
I love Silicon Valley.
That show is so good. I don't know if you actually watch it.
You don't need to tell me how good it is.
Oh, man, tell me about it. Well, who's your favorite character?
Jim? Yeah.
Okay. What does Jim do?
He's a process maker. Like, he makes processors, like Pentium Intel 2s.
Yeah.
He makes a lot of those.
Yeah.
And then, like, the storyline that's going on between him and Sabrina right now is way out of control.
And then when Sheldon walks in, it gets so zany.
No, he's on a different show. He's on The Big Bang Theory. Let's not get our shows confused here. All right?
So what else does Jim do? What's the show about?
Oh, it's about the Silicon Valley, where, you know, like...
Where valleys are silicon, made out of silicon.
Yeah, it's like that Southern California vibe, or, you know, it's not really Southern California, it's more kind of Northern California, Northern Southern California.
So the main character, Richard Hendricks...
Yeah.
What does he do? What's the name of his company?
Oh, IntelliPen.
IntelliPen. You're not just thinking of Intel and looked at a pen. That's not what you just did, right?
No, that's the name of his company.
IntelliPen.
Yeah.
And what does IntelliPen do?
They make processors for laptops.
Okay, so this is the show Silicon Valley is about IntelliPen.
Yeah.
And they make processors for computers.
Yeah. And there's a lot of drama behind the scenes.
And what does Kumail Nanjiani do in the show?
Oh, well, he's the accountant.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He works underneath Jim at IntelliPen. And I saw the first 2 or 3 episodes, so I'm not real caught up, because his character hadn't really been defined yet.
Well, if you saw the first 2 or 3 episodes, you should know all about these characters
at
this point.
No, they didn't really roll them out very well. Like, the writing was a little suspect on the first
couple
episodes.
Mike Judge's writing is a little suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so IntelliPen, we don't know what Kumail does. What's his name? What's his character's name?
Jim.
That's Jim.
No, that's Kumail's character.
Kumail is Jim, and Richard Hendricks, the actual star of the show, does what?
He writes
for a processor-making company.
Yeah, so, that's exactly what happened.
So, you know, if you had a choice with your your processor making company of somebody giving you $10 million to buy your idea or somebody funding you to so you could keep your idea, what would you do? Would you take the $10 million and sell your idea, or would you take somebody investing in your idea and letting you control it?
Oh, yeah, I want full control for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no doubt, because you don't want to have to pay people back.
Never.
You don't want people micromanaging your ideas.
Yeah, but you don't own the idea anymore. Like, if you sold it, you get $10 million and you're done. You're out.
Right. So if I have an idea or a product that I believe in, that I think could be, if somebody's going to offer me $10 million for it, that means that it's at least worth $10 million. So I know that I'm going to make that money. I'm going to make more than $10
million.
But
so
I'm keeping
it. Fails? And then you could have had $10
million. Risk reward, man.
You're all about the risk reward.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not the just payout.
Look, here's the thing. If I have a product and somebody's offering me $10 million, like I said, I know that it's worth at least $10 million. But if I put that product out and I come close to $10 million and don't go over it, so what? If I get like $8.5 or $7 million, that's way more than I have right now.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. But it's a flop if I make $500,000.
Yeah.
So I'm keeping it.
Okay. Next thing. Do you know anything about net neutrality?
Net neutrality.
Anything. Do you know anything about it?
It sounds like aquatic creature.
That's not what it is.
Okay.
The internet right now is free completely.
Yeah.
You can do whatever.
Yeah.
Nobody owns it.
No.
Right now, the government wants to take it away.
Well, that's not going to happen.
It's very likely going to happen.
What are they going to do?
The FCC is proposing to make internet fast lanes that companies can pay extra money to steal your internet and use it for their internet. So, say like Verizon's website will load up super fast, but anybody else's website will load up way slower.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes the internet frustrating unless you subscribe to these companies.
Mm.
That's what they want to do. I'm not a fan of it.
I am not either. Suck it, government.
So right now, on the FCC website, you can tell them to go F themselves.
Okay.
And I did that.
Good. What is it, FCC.org?
FCC.org.
Okay.
And there's a whole thing about net neutrality.
Okay.
And they need to remain neutral.
Yeah, totally.
Because it's not in anybody's best interest to do what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to break the serious thing, but everybody could get screwed if thing passes.
Hey, look, sometimes you got to step onto that serious soapbox and you got to let it fly, bro.
And I just did.
Yeah.
I let my freaking serious face out.
Yeah, see, I don't like that at all.
I'm sorry.
I mean, no.
What?
I don't like
the
net neutrality.
Or the them trying to steal the internet.
Yeah.
So essentially, Comcast and Time Warner, who are already monopolies,
right,
will now even monopolize the internet more.
Mm.
So like, oh, our website loads way awesomer than yours because we control this crap now.
Mm-hmm.
And they can just shut down people if they want, or if there's any competition against them. Oh, your website doesn't load. Sorry.
Let's move to Turks and Caicos. Gas is a little more expensive there, but it's okay.
And also hurricanes.
Yeah, but you're on the beach.
But also hurricanes.
Hunker down, man. Build a bunker.
A hunker in a bunker?
Yeah.
That's what they call me on the beach. Hunker in a bunker.
Yeah. That's me and you walking down the beach. Hey.
Look. I'm a hunker in a bunker with you?
No, look. There's hunker and bunker.
No, hunker and bunker.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the new morning show that we're going to put together.
Hey, I'm Hunker.
A Bunker.
And we're Hunker and Bunker in the morning. Hey, everybody.
All right, we got to wrap it up. Go to our website, which is thegregandgregshow.com. Check out all of our social media plugins and outlets, and then look for this new video that Greggles is about to post of me being awesome.
If you saw the video I posted yesterday, stop. It's the Mother Effin' Remix.
Booyah, boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.